When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And if you don't know, now you know. Right back at it on The Fan. Told you we were coming back, I promise. Keith McPherson on The Fan, yeah. Let's do it. 888-808-1019. I'm just going to get straight to the phones, and then I'll add other things that I had in my notes from my 30-minute, 45-minute open. I mean, I've been writing notes since Friday. But I want to hear from you, so we'll take these calls, and then when we come back from the next break, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Adam, in Queens, or maybe not in Queens. What's up, Adam? Where you at?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good.
I'm driving back from Philly. It was a good day to be a New Yorker in Philly, man. I was at the game. It was so much fun.
They weren't throwing batteries. They weren't hooting and hollering. There wasn't anybody
yelling. Nah, They were all right. I was surprised, but I guess they are the city of brotherly love. I don't know.
They can be rowdy. You know, that place is known for Red October being a tough place to play. But, I guess it's kind of tough when you're down, 3-0 in the second inning and Zach Wheeler is not looking like Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, they didn't have much to get excited about. But I'm proud of the Yankee fans, man. We were loud, MVP chants. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's sure. That's a quick trip from anywhere in New Jersey, really. I mean, I've been down there. I wish I could have gone to this one. This was the night to go. I know there's going to be some people going tomorrow. Maybe we fare the same. But what was the moment for you? The fans chanting MVP for Judge, seeing Jazz Chisholm go deep twice, seeing Ben Rice, Volpe, seeing a Austin Wells triple.
All of it. I mean, after Judge's second, those MVP chants is probably the highlight. But I wanted to ask you, too, everything you said about Jazz, like, I totally agree. I mean, I'm a Brian Cashman criticizer, but I got to give him credit for that. And, like, for tomorrow, I mean, is there anyone at the top of your list that you hope he can make the deal for?
Jack Flaherty, I think, would fit with this team. And I don't know exactly what they have to give up, but I really think they have to get another starter because now that the lineup is starting to produce, we can't be giving up a bunch of runs. We got to lock it down. And I look at this team like, yeah, Luis Gil, glad he's returned back to form. But, I mean, he could get hurt or he could just we don't know. He's a rookie in his first year back from Tommy John. Gerrit Cole has been struggling or really he just struggled with the Mets. And he's had some issues with the Red Sox. But he's Gerrit Cole. Other than that, though, like Carlos Rodon, I got to give credit to Carlos Rodon for what he did yesterday. Two good starts out of the break, but I'd rather there be another starter in the mix, and there's rumors that they might get rid of Nestor Cortez.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be too mad, but I agree. We need better arms, someone to fall back on, to feel.
Thanks for the call, Adam. I'm going to let you go, bro. Drive safe. Yeah, it's 90 minutes from New York City to Philadelphia. Citizens Bank Park is great to go to. Like I said, their fans have been humbled lately. They've lost four series leading up to this one. So, like, it's perfect timing for the Yankees to go play the quote-unquote best team in baseball, right? I jokingly said, oh, World Series preview. Honestly, I don't want to play the Phillies again. I would love it to be somebody else. I feel like just, I don't know, the last World Series, maybe the universe never unconnects and we're destined for it to be Phillies, Yankees. I actually won't say I don't want that to happen because if that's the case, I know I'll drive down to Philadelphia for at least one of the games. Anywho. The game was over early because you miss and Judge is taking you deep, 406. And then guys are following up. And, Zach Wheeler is getting rocked. Let me go back to my stats for KD Sharp. I said they're putting out stuff during this game. They're like, this is not like him. Former Met, Zach Wheeler. Aaron Judge's first inning homer came off a sweeper from Zach Wheeler. Entering today, Wheeler had thrown 227 sweepers. Zero had been hit for a homer. Well, that's Judge. Like, that's Judge feeling like, okay, we wasted my efforts on Friday night when I hit that ball a quarter mile. Now, just adding one or two guys, really two, one via trade with Jazz, and two, Year 7G resumes. Give Stanton a couple weeks. He'll be fine. Give him a couple weeks. He'll be fine. They still got to respect him in the lineup. And when they pitch to Judge, come on, bro. When they pitch to Judge and he's looking for it, if they miss, he's on it. And that ball is a souvenir. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica next up on the Fan.
What's good, Keith? How are we?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Good. I kind of have a lot to say about what the Yankees possibly could do. Trade deadline, going to suggest names who we should give up. But the caveat, the thing is, like, we have like 3 to 5 players that are injured that roster moves need to be made to be activated. But the thing is, like, Scott Efrath, Lou Trevino, not so much Rizzo, you know, when they come off and stuff, they may or may not perform in the playoffs. But that being said, I would love to see Cashman pull this rabbit out of the hat. Find a way to get Snell, Chapman, and Doval, and possibly send back Glaber and a bunch of high-rated prospects. That's one option. Love Jazz Chisholm, but, you know, he'll replace Glaber. If we don't re-sign him, most likely not. Everybody kind of knows that.
We're not re-signing Glaber. I hope they free up a spot by trading Glaber. Go ahead and trade Nestor.
Mm-hmm. And Jack Flaherty, move Nestor. But what team really wants somebody with 2 years of control that diminishing stuff, laboring
on? I don't know.
Maybe he can pull it. So like, another possible trade, and I'll close with this, you know, because I'm pretty much done with the call. Possibly get Fairbanks and maybe Yandy Diaz when he comes back from his family issues, if that's even an option. I don't know. I'm not getting into that. But and then send back Glaber and a prospect or two, not too much, and just have him, even though he's got defensive liability at third, not so much at first. Those are the only things I can see that can really, like, we're a legit, like, threat that we probably won't lose a 7-game series.
No, I heard you. I'm right there with you. So you said Blake Snell. Who else?
Chapman and Doval.
Matt
and
Chapman?
Glaber, possibly. Well, just defensively, and he can run into one occasionally. He's not dependent on. He can bat bottom of the order. We can move other guys up. But more so, Snell.
Doval, who? I'm not sure you're talking about Doval.
Camilo Doval, the guy, Soto touched him up, and it's Soto.
Gotcha.
In a clutch moment. So, he, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Moose. I mean, our wish list is going to be long, but it should be. They're not going to get everyone. They're not going to get everything. It takes two to tango. You can't trade unless somebody okays the trade. And again, reminder, there's a Cashman tax. There's a Yankee rate. Nobody's trying to help this Yankees team with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge actually get back to the World Series. I mean, the Marlins, they don't care. They're one of the top sellers. They're one of the top sellers. They're trying to get whoever out of, like, they'll move on from a bunch of more guys tomorrow. They've already moved on from a handful of guys. So Jazz, no brainer. Okay, you couldn't get Jonathan India, whatever, fine. Like I said, with the hair policy, the long hair, the mustache, the goatee, I couldn't see Jonathan India being here. Similar with Luis Castillo. I talked about that last week. It was the same thing. The Mariners and the Yankees are interested in Luis Castillo. I'm like, the guy wants to keep his hair. The Mariners and the Yankees are interested in Jonathan India. The guy probably wants to keep his flow. And that's fine. People got a problem with Jazz Chisholm's hair because he's got little braids and a backwards cap. Please. Just come out and say what you really mean. Stop trying to hide it. Stop trying to disguise it and make it about hats. Soto's been wearing his hat backwards since he got here. I watched an interview with Meredith and Soto on the field before the Subway Series, backwards hat. When you see Soto post-game, backwards hat. When I met Soto after the game, turn that hat straight to the back. As soon as he's done and not playing on the field, it's a backwards cap. I wear my cap backwards too, but I don't play, so. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I feel like they need a starter, right? Here's my wish list, and I don't know what form is going to come in. We may or may not be surprised by it. I don't know. Maybe it is just a Jack Flaherty or Pete Fairbanks. I would love to see them get Jack Flaherty and Pete Fairbanks. I think Jack is a gamer. Jack is a guy, he'll come here and he'll fit in with this group and he'll compete at a high level, and I think he'd be great. Pete Fairbanks, another guy. There's your swing and miss guy. There's your power pitcher coming out to close the game. You can't have Clay Holmes. I'm glad Clay Holmes redeemed himself the next night. I wasn't glad that they gave him the opportunity, but at the same time, he looked a lot different the second night out after absolutely, you know, crushing our hopes and dreams. They had the Yankee universe on his back, and he fell and dropped us. But he bounced back the next night, and that erased the night before. But I can't do it. The same way I can't have Gleyber Torres, you know, giving up routine outs, can't have Clay Holmes taking us on the cardiac clay. Do you have shortness of breath and trouble breathing with Clay Holmes? I can't do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. They shouldn't do it. They should go ahead and get Pete Fairbanks or whoever it is to come out of the bullpen. I don't know exactly how they're going to get that done. You got to give to get. They do have some prospects. I don't expect them to trade Spencer Jones at this deadline. But maybe they do if there's just an option that's too good to be true. I don't think Tarek Skubal's coming this way. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the Orioles have the best opportunity potentially to get him. So I'm not thinking much about him. There's a few other names I'll pull up. I have the trade deadline tracker. I did just see right before I went on air, Frankie Montas, former Yankee. Frankie Montas. The Brewers acquire Frankie Montas from the Reds for an outfielder and a right-handed pitcher. The Brewers are going for it. The man from Milwaukee left. The Brewers are making moves. I think they made like four transactions in the last couple days. So I'll keep my eye on that. But you guys keep calling with your trade deadline moves and options. This is the last night. You can call my show and get any of that in. Let's go to Mike in Marlboro. What's up, Mike? You're on the Fan.
KM to AM. What's up, my man?
You know, holding it down. Good to be back.
Good, good. So listen, if I get the call, my man Scotty says we're going to the game. I live in central New Jersey, so it's easier for me to get to Philly than it is for me to get to the Bronx. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm almost home right now. I'm in my closet. I'm saying, should I wear the Mattingly? Should I wear the Jeter? Should I wear the Mo jersey? And instead, I go with the 2009 World Series Yankee shirt, right? Just trying to stick it to the Philly fans a little bit walking in the stadium. And they're just soft. Like, Philly fans have gotten really soft. Maybe one or two people said something about it, but they don't even remember that we beat them in 2009, right? The last championship they had was 2008. They don't even remember. Yeah. And it's kind of sad.
The young fans are supposed to be the ones talking trash, you know, kind of right. Defending home turf. They can barely remember. They can barely remember their own last World Series win.
That's right. I mean, I'm going to be 50, but you know, to me, it still meant something. They don't even know what it means to win. So they've gotten soft.
They're waiting for Saquon at this point. They're getting ready for Saquon to take the field.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I guess they're different over there across the street at the Link, which is literally across the street from Citizens Bank Park. When they put that green on, they got a different kind of bravado. They're obnoxious. When they got the red on, they're like, I don't know. You know, maybe not. We had our hearts broken last year. Anthony in Brooklyn, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, my man Keith, what's going on?
You know, just trade deadline talk, you know, living in the wind in Philly. We'll get to the Twins giving up 15 runs using a position player. Both teams that lost tonight had to use a position player to pitch, I believe.
Yeah, we were actually, me and my son went to Philly tonight to go see the Yankees play. We took over, man. There was a lot of Yankee fans there. When Judge, after he hit his second home run, Wall chanting MVP, and it was loud. It was a great game, obviously. But it was a lot of fun. It was our first time there in Philly. I do agree with the last caller, though. There was really no heckling. I was kind of ready for that, but I think it was just, I think we just kind of took over that stadium tonight. It was pretty
fast,
cool.
Man, and it's so great. The Yankees lead the league in first inning runs, and when you hit three home runs off of one of their aces, arguably their ace, like you just take them out. Like you take their energy out of it, right? You start a series like that, and they're coming off a losing four series. It's like, oh man, they're struggling. They're in a bad one. We just saw people do the same thing in Yankee Stadium for a month.
Definitely. And I actually am a little worried, though, about the Yankees. I have a feeling will probably do nothing at this end. It's been that way the last few years where getting mid guys. And I just, listen, getting Jazz was awesome, and seeing him tonight was amazing. He looked great at third base. But I just have a feeling that it is going to get mid guys, and I really, really don't want Snell. If we wanted Snell that bad, we would have got him in the offseason. Why are we trading for him now and giving up prospects or whatever?
I don't think they're going to go for a Blake Snell. I know he's friends with Judge, and he's a competitor and postseason proven, but like you just said, I feel two ways about it. They did offer him at their price. He turned it down, and they weren't going to go any further. So maybe there was some interest, but I don't think that they're going to give up what it's going to take to outbid other teams. And I don't know. I'm not expecting to see Blake Snell here. That'd be great, though. That'd be great. But I don't expect to see them go out and get him.
Just don't want to hug prospects. I mean, listen, get somebody for Spencer Jones. I don't know what they. I haven't seen him play, but his numbers don't look so great. So I really don't know what he'll become. I know, you know, listen, it is what it is. Judge wasn't a great, you know, minor league player either. Came up and who he is, but right. You never know. But
yeah, you never know. This kid could learn exactly from Judge. They have similar body type, left-handed Judge. People have called him. You never know. Thanks for the call, Ant. Love hearing from you guys that go to the game. Love hearing from you guys that were physically in there. I've been down there. I haven't been there since 2018 when the Yankees played. I know the environment and situation down there. And, yeah, you took them out of it. You took the crowd out of it. Great. Great. You know, you're hearing Yankees sucks. Yankees suck chants in Fenway. And those got quieted. And I saw a lot of rowdy videos coming out of there. Yankees take the series. The Yankees won a series. And they continued the winning into tonight. And I'm telling you, bro, I don't want to put it all on Jazz. What I'm putting it on is the front office making a move and not waiting until tomorrow at 3 p.m., 4 p.m. The front office saying, yeah, here you go. You know, the night after a terrible loss, which some were calling the worst loss of the season. I mean, that was not worse than the Orioles loss, the third game of the or that game. Like that, it was predictable that Clay Holmes was going to blow the game against Boston. I was watching in the shower and propped the phone up, not to, you know, paint the picture for y'all. Let me chill, pause. But like, I'm in the shower and I'm thinking, I wish there was someone else we could throw. There's no one else. There is no, like, he's the closer. He's the guy. There's no one else for you to go to. Luke Weaver gave up a run. Then you go to Clay Holmes. I'm like, there's no other options. It is what it is. Joey's in Manhattan on the Fan next. Hello, Joey.
Hey, what's up? How's it going, Keith? How you doing, bro?
Good. You know, rolling.
You know, yo, I gotta admit, I love your beats, man. When you come in, man, they definitely keep the fan a little loud.
Hip hop.
But yeah, you know how it goes. But yo, so anyway, so the funniest thing was that I saw today was they had Tubbs come in to pitch to Navarro because, you know, Trevino's hurt, right? So, and then I guess because we know Chaz came in. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, he has his off-field annex and this and that. But so he asked to use Judge's bat because, you know, he's throwing 50, 70 mile an hour pitches. Mm. And I can only imagine, like, Judge must have been like, I don't know what he said, but he hits a homer with Judge's bat. I mean, like.
Well, Judge said after the game, he said, you can use it, you just better use it right. And that's exactly what he did.
With it, right? Like, he hits the home run with it. So I can only imagine what Judge said after he hit the home
put
run,
put some
right?
more juice in it. Put some more mojo. I bet Judge the home run tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Like,
oh, man.
Like, I can only imagine the clubhouse talk afterwards.
I thought Jazz Chisholm was going to be a problem in the clubhouse. Joey, like, what are you saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was going to be a problem. I thought that's why we were going to get him. He's going to start trouble. His personality, too much.
His second day, they pop him in third base for his first time. I don't think he's ever even played since Little League.
He's turning double plays. He stopped the ball from being an extra base hit.
He still doesn't think of a play. And then he uses Judge's bat to hit a home run.
He's having fun. The Yankees are back to winning. Yeah. Baseball's supposed to be fun.
I know. This is what I'm saying. It was amazing. It was amazing. I wasn't there. I was just listening, but it was amazing. It was amazing to watch. But bro, good. I love your style, man. Like you're one of the top dudes on the Fan, bro. I just like your style. I like the other way, you know what I mean? I like a lot of people on the Fan, but you definitely bring
appreciate
some style
it.
To it.
Heard you. Thanks for the call, Joey. 888-808-1019. I like Jazz's style, but I understand how people are gonna flip it, you know? That backwards hat wearing black guy stealing Judge's bat. It's going to start trouble in the clubhouse. Hey, give it a rest. Like, do you have the sound? Yeah, so Rami has actually the clip of Chaz. His name is Jazz, I'm joking. Jazz Chisholm talking about using number 99, Aaron Judge's bat.
Definitely not going to use that again tomorrow. That bat was so heavy, but I was just like, I don't think I ever got a hit against a position player until tonight. And I was like, you know what, Cap? I'm either going to go up there right-handed or I'm going to go use your bat. He's like, go ahead, use my bat. And I just, hey, this worked.
Yeah, either I'm going to go up there and hit right-handed, which he's a switch hitter. He would have been able to do that, but it was better that he took the heavy bat and put bat to ball. See ya. I mean, they're having fun.
Meredith asked him, are you going to use it again tomorrow? And he's like, no, that was way too heavy.
No, he's got to ice up after swinging that bat. He's sore now. And it makes you think, Judge whips that bat around. Judge is just different, bro. Please do not waste his prime, Brian Cashman. Please don't say, oh, yeah, Jazz is enough. You know, almost 45,000 people pulled up to see the Yankees tonight thinking that the Phillies could rock with them. They get rocked 14-4. And Jazz Chisholm is having fun. The team is having fun. The Bronx Bombers go down the turnpike. They're hitting home run after home run. It's a team game. Go look at the box score. Something happened. Something changed. And it's not just one guy, but it's the front office making a move to add one guy to shake up that clubhouse. And I'm hoping that there's more. Call me up if you have ideas. 888-808-1019. We'll do my Casamigos big shot of the night next. And then that'll lead us into some conversation around the Mets as well. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake. Jones rolls left. Throws left. Wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome.
The Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. We got to pour up two shots tonight. I mean, the Yankees put up 14 runs. The Mets put up 15. So, in Philly, all that Jazz, he spazzed. It's Jazz, not Chaz. And I give it to him over Judge because Judge gets this all the time. He uses Judge's bat. This guy goes deep twice. He works
Jazz
a walk.
Chisholm.
Three ribbies, but what was most impressive, he's no stranger to playing in Citizens Bank Park. But tonight he took on the challenge in his second game as a Yankee to play third base. And he looked the part. His first time out, Susan said he was out there for 20 minutes with Oswaldo Cabrera fielding the position. All right, I'm good to go. No fear, just having fun, letting the game come to him. First one goes to Jazz Chisholm Jr., JCJ. The other one has to go to LGYM, Let's Go Yankee Mets, Luis Torrens. Okay, so the young savage is banged up, Francisco Alvarez. Mendy said he's got the shoulder issue, if I could stay away from him, whatever. So I saw a lot of people talking about Luis Torrens. And this is what I'm talking about, how many guys the Mets have that can get it done in their lineup, how deep their team is. This guy wasn't even on the team until London series. Luis Torrens goes out there tonight. Three hits, three ribbies from the eighth spot in the lineup. And obviously they had 17 hits. They had three different innings where they scored more than four runs and... You know, Pete Alonso breaking it open, Jeff McNeil getting it done. A bunch of guys put up stats tonight just to kind of let the Met fan know this is not like other years. There is no jinx. The other shoe is not about to drop. Fret not. This lineup is one of the best in baseball, and they're not going anywhere. And, oh, shout out to Jose Quintana, too. He's been solid. Six innings, five hits, one run, five Ks. The Minnesota Twins are a second-place team approaching 60 wins. They have more wins than the Mets. They're in better standing in their division than the Mets. So you take another game from them and you take the series, and I think people will forget all about Sal Licata's tweet and whatever, bro. And like, I was listening to the show when Sal said it would be T, and it was almost like he was queued up for it. It's harmless. I said, these microphones are powerful. They're not that powerful, man.
I'm a clown.
No, see, you can't do that.
You're a moron. Get lost, you moron.
I'm not pressing the sounds. That's wrong. I'm a clown. That clown.
I'm a clown.
I think back to the day when him and BT did the makeup. Like, nah, I'm never doing no type of gags, no type of shenanigans, no bets, because I'm not about to come in here dressed like a clown. And then you got the I'm a clown, and then people can take the picture and make you a meme. Shout out to Sal. Sal's the best.
That's the best part. On the day that he wore the clown suit, he goes, I'm in fact not a clown. That was the funny, like, a, you know, it's got the caption.
I was
on
watching
it
on Twitch. The first show that I start my day with is BT and Sal. With the way my sleep schedule is, I almost never hear the morning show. I actually did catch some of it this morning. That's how I knew about, you know, the running for who's going to replace Eddie. But I always am up by 10 a.m. I even was in the chat today. Shout out to the people that are on Twitch watching in the chat. I was the first one in the chat. Like, let's go. And shout out to Sal, man, because, you know, I saw all of the nonsense on Twitter. No one man can have all that power. It's just not, we're not that powerful. These microphones reach a lot of people, and then the internet amplifies it, and it's an absolute runaway train. But we are fans like you guys. We are in the moment like you guys. We enjoy things. We try to lean into puns or quips or quick little things. And like, obviously, Sal went back to 2022 with that line. I just think that the Mets will be better than fine. I think they're going to go for it at the day. They're going for it too. I talked about the Brewers, you know, the man from Milwaukee, and how the Brewers have made so many moves without him. The Mets have made a bunch of moves too. Jesse Winker, Ryan Stanek, Phil Maine, those all count. And I think they stand to add another starter. I think Quintana's been good, though. You trust Seve. I think they can add another starter to shore this thing up. But again, as we transition into some Mets conversation, what I'm saying about the Mets team, when you watch this lineup and when you watch what they do every week, right? The Yankees have gone, it feels like, days without being able to have double-digit hits, double-digit runs. You might just have to outscore teams. You might just have to score more runs, out-hit teams, score more runs, and you'll be fine. 888-808-1019. Again, this is this was an evaluation year. This was a punt season. This was, oh, the Mets will never, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, this has been a fun year. You have a season. So why not just lean into the fact that you have plenty bats? If you get another starter, maybe another guy out of the bullpen, I think that you can make some noise in the National League, whether you're the first, second, or third wild card. I think you're in there. Let's go to Josh and Passaic back on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Good, Keith. How are you doing?
Good, man. I mean, you know, I was off for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no weekend show. Put notes together from, you know, Thursday night on. I'm like, I don't even think I have enough time to get through everything tonight, but we'll try. We'll try.
So I just got back from my first half of camp. I'm here for a few days. They're going back off the camp, but I had my camp that I had last week. It was wild. Had me questioning whether I'm going to do it again. I ended up taking way too many kids, and there was one crazy one over there that I had to call his mother like 3 times. But at the end, it came out the next amount of money, I'll tell you that.
How old were the kids that you were taking care of, or you were overseeing,
watching? Yeah, so I made the age too low. I did it from 4 to 11.
4 to 11?
So the four and five.
That's a wide-ranging age group of kids in a camp. But yeah, go ahead.
Right, so I did split them up, but it's hard to explain some things to these 4 and 5 year olds. And also, you have to keep an extra eye on them, make sure they're doing all the activities.
I bet.
Yeah, and ended up lunch took forever to make, so I had to knock off 1 or 2 activities.
They make you make the lunch at camp?
I did everything, Keith.
I guess that's why you're know, bringing in the big bucks. I didn't realize you had to make the lunch and be a camp counselor.
And that too, and then we ended, the worst part was that I wasn't sure if we had cheese or not, but I thought maybe people didn't want to ask who had cheese, and all of a sudden all the kids start everybody that wants cheese starts screaming, cheese, cheese, cheese. And all the kids want planes to scream, plane, plane, plane. My head almost exploded from that. From all the, and I was so, it was so stuffed in the kitchen. It was not normal.
Yeah, well, I can relate. I think I've told the story about my first job. I was a janitor for two, maybe three summers at Camp David. It's a Jewish camp in my hometown. They have it at my intermediate school. That was the first job I ever had. Straight cash, mopping floors, taking out garbage, cleaning up after kids. So I saw some of the stuff that you were doing. But I didn't, you know, those kids definitely didn't make lunches. But hopefully you got paid and enjoyed it, man. How do you think your Mets are going to fare the rest of the season? You think they're jinxed? I know Frank the Tank was, Salicata!
Sal is breathing a deep sigh of relief tonight. Sal's breathing deep sigh of relief right now that they got that.
Winning cures all.
Right, I saw some of those tweets. Wow, he got fired from this. And it's very, and Bumagino having to laugh at it. So he's definitely happy. Okay, I just want to say one more thing about the actual camp is that I had this kid from last year who first he comes in and I see Red, he's like, you know, walking slowly, looks a little bit like slow. And first I'm getting him to play one of the games for Bag of Candy. And he tells me, he says, my mother doesn't let me have candy, so I'm not going to play. I'm like, okay. So the next activity we had like a bean hunt in my backyard. And I tell this kid, all right, well, why are you not going to get out? He's like, my doctor says I can't run. So I don't know what was up with this kid's deal. And I was laughing about it the whole year. Turns out he ended up coming back this year again. And for all 5 hours, he's complaining to me how he's freezing even outside. That was just the one frustrating thing.
He didn't want to be there, Josh. He just couldn't tell you that because he's stuck there. He gets dropped off. He just didn't want to be in there. Some people are, you know, they don't want to be involved. Just gotta let him be.
No, I think this kid was serious. I don't know what his parents' deal is, whatever it is. I don't know.
Well, you gonna see him again, or are you done with him?
I might have put him on the red list if I make my camp again next year.
Yeah, so not your problem. Not your problem anymore, man. The best thing about kids is being able to give them back, detach from them. I got a little kid now, and my wife's got to tell me, hey, don't be so hard on him. Don't grip him up. Don't yell at him. I'm like, ah, yeah, well.
I did have a little bit of fun with this kid because he's only like 7 years old, so he wasn't going to understand anything. So I just asked him, ever heard of a mental institution?
Yeah, kids understand more than we think. Kids understand more than we know. I'm understanding that with my young 15-month-old son.
I could tell from talking to him before. It's whatever, a little innocent kid, whatever it is. But then keep on the Mets. So I think they should go after Jameson Taillon from the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bad start tonight.
He's New York proven. Not the 3-3-5.
He's right.
He's decent. Yeah, he's decent. And that's the type of move you make, right?
For McGill.
It's not going to cost you too much. You're not going to have to give up your precious prospects.
Right, and then you can move McGill to a bullpen. And the bullpen's kind of, it's much improved. I love Joey Buto. When he started last year, he was ish, but now he's looking solid coming out of the bullpen. And you have Hauser for any games you need to eat up innings, and Diaz is looking much better. Although the whole Mets is looking better. And tonight was a great night. You know, the Braves lost. Diamondbacks look like they're about to lose. And as my father told me, he's like, you don't have to even look so much around the standings. As long as the Mets win, that's what makes a difference. And so it's big. You know, don't lose three in a row and finally explode for runs. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night. Good lesson. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for the call, Josh. 888-808-109. Breaking news. We don't have a glass sound. We don't have an alarm. We don't have any of that. Breaking news that might actually interest the Mets fans. The Braves are acquiring Jorge Soler from the Giants. So he's going back at the trade deadline. Jorge Soler, come on back. Let's see if we can get that old thing back from when Ronald Acuna Jr. went down a few years ago, and you came in and powered us to a World Series. Come on back, Jorge. Let's see if we can rekindle some old flames. So, I know I scream a lot about no more second tours, right? I always say no more second tours. I don't want Jameson Taillon on the Yankees. I don't want Chad Green to return. I'm hearing a lot of conversation about Max Scherzer returning to the Mets. Why? For what? You think Steve Cohen wants to bring back a guy that he paid all this money to, never performed when it was his time to take the ball and perform, And this guy was the first one to go run and tell Ken Rosenthal everything about the private conversations he had about the future. Hell no. I'd be like, that money's gone. I'm not trying to like get my money's worth out of a guy that's cooked. Max Scherzer's not good anymore. Why would you want that? Because you're paying him? I don't understand that. And Jacob DeGrom, I'm listening to that conversation. Do you want DeGrom back? What is DeGrom right now? Is DeGrom pitching right now? Is he effective right? Let it go. You're on to bigger and better things. This is one of the better Mets teams. Like, and obviously the book is still out on them, but watching them night after night, watching them series after series, watching what they've done with the mojo that they've actually collected from Glizzy Izzy to the Rally Pimp to Grimace to the Oh My God song, like this is one of the more fun Mets teams. You don't need to go back to guys that have failed. And that was my message with the Yankees. Like, why do you want to bring back guys that took L's here? And some Yankees, oh, these guys didn't fail, Keith. I'm like, no, I'm not talking about individually. I'm talking about guys that came up short. Bring new blood in here, like a Chaz Jism who just like... There it is.
I'm going to clip that. Send that right
like
to
Eddie. Like a Chaz Jism. They're bringing a guy like Jazz Chisholm that talks about coming from the Bahamas and how everybody's a Yankee fan. The one thing that threw me off with that, he said, you know, we watched all the big teams, the Yankees, the Lakers, the Dolphins. I said, what? You watched the Dolphins? You weren't watching Dan Marino. The Dolphins. The Dolphins did not even, you missed me with that one, Jazz. But yeah, bring in somebody that's fired up for this second half, these next, you know, 2 months. Bring in somebody that for the first time gets to put on that jersey. And maybe they inspire the guy next to him with their excitement, their joy, their happiness to be there, to get out of a bottom dweller, to get out of a Miami Marlins situation. You know, bring in a guy that wants to win and don't double back with the reunions and guys that have gone through the motions and failed here. 888-808-1019. If you guys want Scherzer back, tell me why. If you want DeGrom back, tell me why. I think there's other arms out there that you can get. Younger, more effective, less expensive. I think there's more moves to be made, and we're coming up on the deadline. What's it, tomorrow at 6? Is it 6 Eastern time? I think, yeah, it's 6 p.m. Eastern time. So, I mean, you'll get Boomer and Geo. You'll get C-Mac tonight. You'll get Boomer and Geo. You'll get BT and Sal, and you'll get pretty much the whole Evan and Tiki before the Yankees game starts. And we hope that there are moves. Hope, hope, hope week. Hope week. Hope year. Hope life continues. Sal is in Muncie. Sal, you're on the Fan.
How you doing? First time, long time.
Appreciate it, bro. What you got for us?
Keith, so first of all, I'm pumped up about the Jazz signing. Big signing. I love the swag. I love the backwards cap. Love all of it. Got that pop. We need that pop. What do you think about going out and getting like David Bednar from the Pirates?
Maybe. Has there been any rumors with him being tied to the Yankees? I know the Pirates have made some moves. I don't know. The thing is, I feel like they're not going to add to the infield. I think they feel like they have enough just because of Jazz's versatility. And I don't think there's anybody willing to give them anything for Gleyber Torres. And so at this point, they'll probably just ride it out with Gleyber Torres. I think that anybody is on the table in the bullpen. I think that that's what you can expect to see tomorrow. So any names in the bullpen and maybe another starter.
Right, but like you wouldn't go out and get Yandy? You're not into Yandy Diaz?
Maybe a Yandy Diaz too. He didn't have
Yandy at first base.
He didn't have an impressive series against us.
Batting title last year.
Maybe a Yandy, but I just think that they're not. They're gonna get held up. There's a chance because you know what? The pressure hits when these guys get into the 3 p.m. 4 p.m. hour, and a guy like Brian Cashman's like last offer. You know, this thing's over in 2 hours. What do you got? Maybe he finesses somebody into it, but maybe you see a David Bednar, maybe you see a Camille Duval. Before the guy was saying Doval, it's like, who's Doval? Camille Duval.
I was thinking Adam Duval.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, wait, just can you clarify who are we talking about? Doval? I was thinking he's like D-O-V-A-R. I don't know who that is. Pete Fairbanks, who I don't know. There's going to be some guys added to this bullpen. I'm hoping at least two swing and miss guys to the bullpen, but
yeah, that we could finally win an extra inning.
Yeah.
We need some swing and miss.
Yeah, and I know we're getting guys back, but those guys, I don't care about those guys we're getting back because they're not guarantees. Yeah. They could get hurt again or they could be ineffective. Bring in some new effective arms. If it's David Bednar, if it's Pete Fairbanks, so be it.
Hey, thank you so much, Keith. Love your show. You're the man, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Sal. Well, I think he said see you at Yankee Stadium, yeah. Yeah, I got to try and get to one of these games. They're giving out so many bobbleheads. They got the Eli Manning bobblehead. That's going to be like, that's another one that people are going to bug out for because there's so many Yankees Giants fans. There's so many fans that are fans of both teams. I mean, shout out to Carlos who works with us here. Carlos, about a month ago, was like, I need you, Keith. I need you. And I'm like, for what? He's like, I need that Eli Manning bobblehead. I know you're not going to want it. And I'm like, I've thought about it, bro. I was like, I would get it for you. But think about it. If that's not a bobblehead that I would want, why would I go to get it at all? I'm not showing up for that. I'm not getting in line for that. I don't want that bobblehead. It's a cool bobblehead, but it's not for me.
Yeah, but you could grab one from the press box where they send a few now.
It's a Sunday game. I'll be with my fam. I'm not going to a game on a Sunday. Or I'll be doing a show here. I think I actually have a Sunday show on this Sunday after the game. So, no, I'm not going to the stadium for that bobblehead.
That feels like a missed opportunity. Why would you wouldn't you want to make all the giveaways kind of like weekdays to get more people on the weekdays when it's tougher to go?
I don't know, man. It's the Yankees. They have so many of these. Gerrit Cole, Cy Young bobblehead. Juan Soto figurine, Anthony Volpe gold glove bobblehead, Eli Manning 100 years of Giants football bobblehead. They can't just put them all on the weekdays. Sunday is a family day, and I think they're gonna have a good turnout for that. I don't need a Eli Manning bobblehead wearing a Yankees jersey. It's a cool bobblehead, just not for me. 888-808-1019. We got a break. I got to switch studios. I feel like I've already been on for like 90 minutes. We've got 2 hours left. I want to roll through these calls. I'll keep mixing in different things I had in my notes about the Mets, about the Yankees. You guys keep hitting me with your trade deadline names and wish lists as we just pass the time tonight. You go to sleep. You wake up tomorrow. It's the last day to improve your team. The Mets get a huge win against the Minnesota Nice Guys. They are our pals. They are our friends. All they do is cooperate. When you need a win, call the Twins. And then we go down to Philly, leaving from Boston down to Philly. You add Jazz in at third base. You put Stanton back in. All of a sudden, the Yankee lineup looks deep. And they play like it. Jazz, it's just so easy because everybody wants to. It's like you're cheating. You're trying to get to the CH. You know it's Jazz, but it's like Chisholm.
I was even
Chaz Chisholm. Chaz Chisholm. That's hard. Yeah, save that. Save that. That's going to be a good And I know they had the John Sterling clip, and then I think even
Chaz Chisholm.
Chaz Chisholm.
Chisholm scores.
Justin Shackle did it. It was always meant
Chaz Chisholm
for him to come here. It was always meant for him to pause. It was always meant for him to be traded here. I got to go. Let's take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan BRB.